friends. Come worship at the Rivers.
To learn and grow.
Hi, we would like to welcome you to the Rivers.
Where your life will never be the same.
I'm Pastor Don Givens.
And I'm Pastor Susan Givens.
And we would like to welcome you to come worship at the Rivers.
Amen, amen, and amen. Welcome to Rivers of Life Christian Center Wednesday evening words of encouragement. We thank God for you. We believe in God with you. We're praying for you. We're on our knees and our faces before the Lord concerning you. You are our brothers and sisters in the Lord. We thank God for you. We want God's best for you. And we ask that you pray for us. We covet your prayers, saints. We're a praying people. We're a people who seek first the kingdom of God. We seek God's face. We're a people who love one another. We're a people who are a one body in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And we seek to glorify the Lord and to lift him up. Saints of the Most High God, I encourage you to pray like you've never prayed before. Set aside these things that entertain you and seek first the kingdom of God. If we're going to be entertained by something, we need to pray more than we're being entertained. Saints of the Most High God, it's time to pray. It's time to love. It's time to embrace. It's time to realize we are one body with one head, the Lord Jesus Christ. So saints, let's believe God one for another. Let's love one another. We stand in the presence of the Lord to do his will. Saints of the Most High God, if you would go with me to Matthew chapter 15. We're going to be looking at verse 21 through 28. And in this account of the scripture, Jesus withdrew into the district of Tyre and Sidon. And when Jesus was there, the Bible says a Canaanite woman from that region cried out to Jesus. She came to Jesus and she cried out, and she was saying to him, she was beseeching him to have mercy on her. Well, here's the thing. She was beseeching him to have mercy on her, but we'll get to, we don't want to get ahead of ourselves. And she called him Lord, Son of David, which is a name, a covenant name for the descendant that will reign forever on the seed of David. And this one was a Canaanite, so she was not a Jew, but yes, she knew these terms. So she was familiar with who Jesus was. She had evidently learned and sought out the power behind the descendant who would forever reign on the seed of David, knowing that he had to be the Christ. And so she went on, and so she told Jesus, the Lord, the Messiah, the Son of David. She says, my daughter is cruelly demon-possessed. Well, to be cruelly demon-possessed is to be nastily demon-possessed. It is to be brutally demon possessed. is to be heartlessly demon possessed. This child was in a bad way, and she was in a bad way, and this spirit was merciless. Merciless. And but the Bible says Jesus did not answer her a word. Now you're calling on the Lord and he's not answering you. But you know he's the Messiah, he's the Lord, he's the anointed one. And he's not answering you. Well, what you do is what this woman did. Now, before I get ahead of myself, notice the disciples came to Jesus, telling Jesus to send her away. The disciples who are learn love and compassion from Jesus Christ is telling Jesus to turn someone away who is in need that's calling on his name. Well, as disciples, we have a lot to learn, don't we? And he went on. So let's and they said, the disciples, you know, trained by the Lord, said, she keeps shouting at us. Listen to this. She had more faith that Jesus would answer her than the disciples did. And so this thing about, well, you know, God didn't hear her meant nothing to her, because she knew that God, that Jesus is the covenant Messiah, and that if she calls out to him, he will answer her, because she know that Jesus is no respecter of person. She did some little study on this. She had some understanding about this, and she knew her being a Canaanite or anything else meant nothing, because she knew that Jesus was good to all, including her. And so she said, so the Bible went on to say this. She came and began to bow down before him. In other words, she was not going to let this get away from her. Her daughter needed help, and she was interceding. And she was interceding. Stop listening to people tell you that God don't hear you. God is good to all. His tender mercies are over all his works. Jesus, God, our Heavenly Father, you know, is good even to the undeserving, the ungrateful. He's God. He's love. Jesus is love, and he loves even though we may not love him. He loves. And so the Bible says she began to bow down before him, saying, Lord, help me. Notice her position was a position where she was giving place to his authority. She humbled herself before him. The Bible says she bowed down before him. She humbled herself. She submitted herself to his will. And the Bible says she was saying, as she humbled herself, submitted herself, notice, to his will, she said, simple phrase, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Now, she kept shouting out, she kept reverencing him and honoring him, bowed down before him and asked the Lord to help her. The Bible says, Jesus answered and said, "It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to dogs." Now, notice the help of the Lord belonged to the covenant people. The help of the Lord belonged to the covenant people, but it does not belong exclusively to the covenant people. So if you're in covenant with God, God's help is already available to you if you're born again, if you're a covenant person of God. But Jesus said to her, and while Jesus is saying these things to her, it's not cruel. He's teaching her. Jesus is not disrespecting her. He's meeting her where she's at. He's teaching her. And the Bible said this, Jesus himself said to this Canaanite, "It's not good to take the children's bread." The help of the Lord is the children's bread. "And throw it to the dogs." So Jesus is letting her know, listen, he's not saying I'm not going to help you. What he's saying to her is that, listen, you're separated out from the covenant benefits of the children. He's not dishonoring her or disrespecting her. He's speaking to her heart, letting her know this can be yours all the time. See, you're separated out from that which belongs to the children. But he did not say he was not going to help her. It says, but she said, listen, she responded to this. She responded to this. She said, "Yes, Lord." So she understood that she needed to be a part of this covenant and that she was not someone who could not be a part of this covenant. Remember, she did some research on Jesus. She called him Lord, Son of David. She knew he was the Messiah, the anointed one, who sat on the seat of David forever. And her interaction with him was not one of confrontation. She knew she had every right to become a covenant child of the living God. Her response to him was, when Jesus let her know that she was not, her response to this was, "Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord." And then notice what else she said. "But even the dogs feed on the crumbs which fall from their master's table." She knew there was no way that Jesus was going to treat her differently than anybody else. She knew that Jesus loved her, and she knew that the Lord was calling her and ministering to her, and she knew where she was as far as being a covenant person of God, and she knew that Jesus was the fulfillment of the covenant. Did you notice she didn't pay the disciples no much attention? She went to the source. And the Bible says this, she says, even the dogs feed on the crumbs. God is not withholding any good thing from anybody. He's good to all. God, if there was ever a illustration that God is love, it's this. She didn't come to Jesus to become a part of the covenant. She came to Jesus to get her daughter healed. When she said this, even the dogs feed on the crumbs, she knew it didn't take much for Jesus to free her daughter. Didn't take much. It's not like Jesus had to go through all these gyrations and all of that. She knew he was the master, the king, and the authority of all things. And so she responded to Jesus. The dogs feed from the crumbs which fall from, listen to this, master's table. Their master's table. Jesus is the master, the king, the Lord, the sir, the anointed one. Jesus is the master, and she knew it, and she had no problems letting him know that she knew it. And the Bible says this, then Jesus said to her, listen to this, listen to how Jesus responded to this Canaanite woman who didn't have a covenant. Jesus says, O woman, your faith is great. Do you realize this is only the second time in the entire New Testament that Jesus said of someone their faith was great? One was a Roman centurion, and now this woman who was a Canaanite. Jesus didn't say that to the disciples. Look, let's stay on track here. Jesus said to her, O woman, your faith is great. And it was because of the way she responded to the word that Jesus spoke into her heart. And then after that, Jesus said this, it shall be done for you as you wish. Faith never fails. And faith works immediately. It is far greater than the mustard seed. And her daughter was healed, listen to this, at once. And I'm going to tell you, you are healed at once because the master has a covenant concerning you. So don't, whatever you do, don't ever think that Jesus is somehow unable to fulfill your need, no matter what the need may be. In the name of Jesus Christ, be made whole. Jesus Christ heals you. Jesus Christ gives you perfect health. In the name of Jesus Christ, be restored, no matter what it might be. And I'm telling you, you are restored, and you are healed, and you are made whole. In the name of Jesus Christ right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, glorify God in your body. Saints of the Most High God, write us at riversoflifecc.com/prayer. Hit the testimony button and share your testimony with us of the great thing that God has done in your life. I'm telling you, Jesus Christ heals you at once, and give God the glory. Saints of the Most High God, 1 Timothy 6:12 says, fight the good fight of faith. take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and for which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Saints of the Most High God, read the word, pray the word, obey the word, speak the word. Again, read the word, pray the word, obey the word, speak the word. One more time, read the word, pray the word, obey the word, speak the word, and the word will manifest in your life. We must have an unwavering prayer life. We must have a fasting regimen. We must read our Bible. We must live a consecrated life. We must refrain from willful sin. Again, we must have an unwavering prayer life. We must have a fasting regimen. We must read our Bible. We must live a consecrated life. We must refrain from willful sin. One more time. We must have an unwavering prayer life. We must have a fasting regimen. We must read our Bible. We must live a consecrated life. We must refrain from willful sin. Saints, if we practice these, we will never stumble. Saints of the Most High God, be sure to listen to our next Rivers of Life Christian Center Words of Encouragement. Set a reminder for yourself that you never miss a Rivers of Life Christian Center Words of Encouragement. There are those of you who do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Now is the time to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus Christ, I am a sinner. Lord Jesus Christ, forgive me of my sins. Lord Jesus Christ, save me. Lord Jesus Christ, amen. And there are those of you who just might be apostate. To live a life of willful disobedience to God can put you, if you're not already, in a place called apostate. If that's you, repent. Please pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus Christ, I turn from my sins. Lord Jesus Christ, I turn to you. Lord Jesus Christ, I confess my sins. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. You are faithful and you are righteous to forgive me of my sins and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Our YouTube channel is YouTube/@ROLCCVA. Thank you for subscribing to our YouTube channel. Saints of the Most High God, God is looking for willing vessels. God is looking for you and me. Our goal is to win 1 million souls for the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's just the beginning. Listen to our podcast. Our podcast is ROLCCVA. New podcasts are Sunday and Wednesday, 5 a.m. Eastern Time. Follow us on X. Follow us on Rumble at ROLCCVA. Come to Rivers of Life Christian Center. We meet at 3940 Airline Boulevard, Suite 104, Chesapeake, Virginia, 23321. Good news is revealed at Rivers of Life Christian Center. Every believer should be in a church where Jesus Christ is exalted, where the Holy Spirit is in manifestation, where the Word of God is ministered in power and without compromise. Every believer should be in a church like Rivers of Life Christian Center. Every believer includes you. Saints, it's time to come to church. Service times, Sunday 10 a.m., Wednesday 6:30 p.m. Our Wednesday service is online until further notice. Explore our website. Our website is riversoflifecc.com. We encourage every believer to pray at a minimum 1 hour per day. We encourage you to go to our prayer page and fast with us every month. Every month. Send us your prayer request. Go to riversoflifecc.com/prayer. Let's join our faith together to meet your need. Let's agree together for signs, wonders, miracles, healings, confirmation of the word, great ministries of the Holy Spirit in your life. Saints, we thank you for your bountiful and gracious giving. Go to riversoflifecc.com/donate. We pray the fullness of God's grace abound towards you in the name of Jesus Christ. Saints, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Saints, obey God and walk in the fullness of the blessing. Saints of the Most High God, I have good news for you. Grab hold of this with all of your heart and all of your faith. Something good is going to happen to you. This very hour, this very day, Jesus of Nazareth is passing your way. Come worship at the Rivers.
Thank you for watching tonight's words of encouragement.
Come worship at the Rivers.